WS2862 mobile.
Yeah, I got you, WSGH-92 base. You're coming in a little bit scratchy, but I can hear you. Base to mobile, do you copy that? Yeah, very good. All right, sounds like you're making it at least. So at least you know that works. Are you upstairs or downstairs? Well, you're sounding pretty good. I'm impressed. So at least you know you're making it. So I'm gonna sit the way here, so we will talk to you tomorrow. WSGH-92 out.
WI 438 on the... They have 413 mobile. WSAF 413 mobile.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile, monitoring.
WSTH 922 monitoring.
Nine two two. Good morning, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
JWB.
Yeah, radio check, go ahead. You're coming in a little bit scratchy.
Appreciate that. Just starting to get a new radio going, so.
That time he came in pretty good.
What's the difference of being inside and outside?
Roger that. You want a handheld?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's your location?
Just north of Flushing Township here, so.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm over in Grand Blanc, working off the Flint repeater. This is WSGH-922.
Appreciate the radio check. I'm going to be signing off and playing with the other one.
Testing from Oregon Township, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You're going to test, put your call sign out there.
Sorry about that. Waiting for it to come in the mail.
it doesn't come in the mail anymore. You didn't even apply for it.
Bingo!
Keep testing your radio, you're going to be tracked down.
$35.
Wow, you must have got a special on that one. Only $35?
Hey, there's no reason to be rude to the guy. He just needs to get a license. You'll be all right, man. Go spend the $35, get a license, and it's okay.
Can always spend $35 and get an amateur license. All you gotta do is study for an exam. 35 questions.
Is that what the cost is now? $35? I thought it was like $70. I got my general, I just don't remember the cost.
To take the CAM exam, it's $15, and then it's the same fee as the GMRS license, $35. So you spend about $50 total.
WSBC 386, my dad paid for mine. Over and out.
Over and under. WRUV 5 something. Not really sure anymore. 576? I don't know. Something like that.
WSBY 676, standing by. WSLG 793 binary.
This is WRFV 702, also monitoring.
Good afternoon, 702. WSOZ 793, this is Dave, Warren, Michigan. How you doing, sir?
Hey, we're doing okay up here, Dave. We're up here by Frankenmuth. This is Ken, 702. Trying to stay warm. What do you think?
Yeah, Ken, good afternoon. Yeah, same here. It's cold. But, yeah, doing the same thing, trying to stay warm. It's just... I don't know, hanging out there. You got any snow up there?
Yeah, we got a few inches on the ground here. Nothing serious. We're just looking at that, looking at that hard frost tonight there. We're going to get that serious wind chill tonight and tomorrow night there. Not too much in precip, though. We're going to be fairly... I think pretty dry up in this way. We're about a half hour east of Frankenmuth there. Half hour from the Saginaw Bay.
Yeah, roger that. You're sounding really good, clean. Sound like full quiet just about, sounding really good down here. Yeah, I'm like I said, I'm over here in Warren, just north of Detroit, a few miles. I'm going through the Detroit repeater. I have my choice between Detroit and Mount Clemens, but Detroit being closer, I'm hoping, you know, it's got my signal better there, roger.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, good clean signal. 5x5, like they always said there. Good, clean modulation, good, strong signal. You're making a good trip up here. Are you talking on a handheld, or you got yourself a base station going there?
No, I appreciate that. No, I'm on a handheld, maybe 5RM inside a house. Just about it. Got a Nagoya antenna. Couple weeks ago for it made a big difference on it there. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I got a GM 5RH right here myself. A little handheld with a, oh, it's called a Aubrey, I think it's Aubrey antenna hooked to her. One of them 18-inch little handheld whip antennas. I'm bouncing off the Mayville 550 repeater up here and seems to be getting out, doing a good job.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, it is. It's doing a fantastic job, actually. The antennas that came with this radio, they did okay, but then everybody was telling me about this Nagoya tuned antenna, you know, 117 or 177, I forget the model. And I ordered one and put it on here. It made a world of difference. It works really good there. Yeah, so I just figured I'd see who's out here, see what's happening. Hey, while I'm at it, I know your number is 702. What do you double you want there? Go ahead.
Roger that. My call sign is Whiskey Romeo, a Foxtrot, Victor 702. WRFE 702. just east of Frankenmuth here. First name is Ken, up here in Tuscola County. I'm just sitting here kicking back, watching the Spartans play the Illinois Lionel there. They seem to be ahead right now, a couple points.
Yeah, Roger that. I was sitting here watching a movie. That's what I was doing. I was got my Tubi up and watching a movie. Ain't nothing else happening except the cold. Yeah, that I've been watching the news and the weather and stuff. I guess that stuff that's coming is supposed to be they're saying dangerous temperatures and stuff there, Roger.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing up here, too. Dangerous stuff to be outside. Give me your call sign one more time. I think I've got you on here, but already is. You said your first name was Dave?
Yes, sir. First name is Dave. Call sign is Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot Zulu. 793 there. Roger, go ahead.
Okay, I had you mixed up with another Dave. There's a Dave out there with WSFR 966. And I was thinking that was you I was talking to the other day. It turned out to be someone else. Well, that's cool. That's cool. Make a new friend every day out here. Listen, Dave, I got to jump out of here. I got lunch on for life. So we're going to say 73rd your way. Have a good one. Stay warm, buddy. This is Ken, WRFE 702. I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, roger that, Ken. Appreciate the conversation. 73 is right back to you. You have yourself a good day. And like you say, stay warm on that end. Take care, buddy. WSFD 793, and I'm on the side.
I know, too.
Come on, 982, hey. What's happening?
Hey.
Yep. That's me. Come on, Frank.
Yeah, Whiskey Sam Fox right now, too. Yeah, what's going on, Dave?
Nothing. Just took a minute, see if there's anybody out here, and you know, you probably heard I just got done talking with 702, and I don't know, that's about it there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Like I said, I just turned on the radio and heard you guys talking, so we got to jump on here real quick.
Yeah, Roger that. Sounding good too. Nice and clean. So what's happening over there?
Same thing you're doing. You're sitting there watching the movie right this second. Give me a call on the landline a little bit though.
Yeah, I'll do that in a few minutes there. I'm waiting on a text and then from a girl, and then I'll give you a call. That I was just taking a break from the movie, and I figured I'd key up, see if anybody's around, and just stuff like that. Yeah, I'll give you a call in a little bit.
All right, good enough. Yeah, Whiskey Sam Foxtrot, I'll be on the side.
All right, 902, WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring for you.
WSCY-717, this is WSCA-452.
WSEV-387. WSEV-387 monitor. Anybody out there monitoring?
WSEV-793.
A 793, this is WSEV-387.
Good afternoon, 387. Sounding good over here in Warren. First personal statement, this end there. How you doing, sir?
Doing pretty good. I'm over here in Redford, and you're sounding good as well. What you up to today?
Nothing. Taking it easy. Was noodling around on my guitar a bit, and then taking a break. I figured I'd check and see if anybody's monitoring out here. Trying to stay warm too, there, Roger.
Yeah, I hear that. I was doing some chores earlier, and now I'm just waiting to go do some bowling with the wife and her family.
Wow, bowling. I haven't been in a bowling alley. Oh, man. Since probably mid-80s or so, I used to hang out with a friend who liked to bowl. He tried to get me into it. I did all right, but it just wasn't my team. But, mid-80s there, Roger.
I don't mind bowling. I'm nothing to be to brag about, but I enjoy it.
No, I don't have anything against bowling. I didn't mean it like that. Well, if it's something like that, I didn't mean it. No, I'm just saying, wow, bowling, man. When I was a kid, there was a bowling alley a few blocks from me, and I used to hang out there and play the pinball machines and stuff. But, it was right there in the area where everybody bowls. And then, like I said, I had my friend. I started getting into bowling a little bit, but, I did all right. I didn't do great or anything, but it's cool though, man. I think it's cool. It's just like I said, this wasn't my deal there. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, no offense taken. I didn't take it that way at all. I understand where you're coming from. I just I enjoy it with a good group. It's fun. Good way to pass the time and whatnot.
Yeah, good, clean, fun. You belong to a league or anything?
No, I don't. I just go here and there. I was in a Disney league back when I was in middle school or something. And at the end of the season, I got a Monsters, Inc. bowling ball.
What's a Monsters, Inc. bowling ball?
Monsters, Inc. is a Disney movie that came out in the early 2000s, maybe. So I was probably 13 or 12 or something like that back then.
Okay, I get it now. Congratulations on the Monstering Bowling Ball, I guess. I never heard the movie. If I did, I don't remember. You know, 2000 was back then, and, you know, I probably, who knows anyway. So what's happening up in Rutherford? What's the weather like down there in Rutherford?
Looks like it's about 20 degrees, some snow flurries. You know, just cold, more of the same.
Yeah, Roger. Well, from what I've been seeing on the news and weather channels and everything, I guess the worst is yet to come. We're supposed to, they're actually labeling it a dangerous cold there, Roger.
Yeah, I'm looking at the forecast now. It looks like a low of 3 degrees tonight. Tomorrow's going to be high of 10. Tuesday's going to be even worse than that. And then it'll increase in temp from there.
Yeah, that's the thing. We get past that stuff without any power outages or anything, that would be great. It's not so bad, but, yeah, they said polar vortex or whatever is supposed to be coming down, supposed to, you know, yeah, like you said, it's supposed to go down, way down and stuff, and, you know, this is, that's the way it is. Hey, before we go any further, let me get your call letters again slowly there so I can write them down, please.
Yeah, no problem. It is WSEV387. What was yours again?
Your first personal is?
I'm sorry, I missed your last transmission.
Your first name, sir.
First name is Wade. W-A-D-E.
All right, Wade. Very good, man. Good to meet you, sir. My number is Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot Zulu 793. And, yeah, I believe it's 793, yeah. And my first personal is Dave there, go ahead. Delta Alpha Victor Echo.
Pleasure making your acquaintance, Dave. I got you copied down now.
Yeah, Roger, I got this deal on my computer. WordPad or whatever, and every time I make a contact and chat with, I always put the call letters and name and where you're located in there. So then if I hear somebody call, I look up the list and see if it's somebody I know there, Roger.
Yeah, that's cool. I try to do the same as best as I can. When I'm mobile, I don't do it too well, I do that with this and ham. I try to use QRZ for ham.
Yeah, Roger that. What ham, what band do you operate on in ham there? Go ahead.
Currently only 2 meter and 70 centimeter. I'm studying for general now. I tried to take it the other day with Livonia, but I didn't get my studies in and just had to work some overtime anyway, so I didn't make it for that test. But I see that their next test is in March, I believe. So hopefully I'll go for general and then get another transceiver.
Yeah, Roger. Years ago, from the late 70s up to about 2003, I was in the CB, and I learned a lot about electronic. Well, I'm a shortwave nut, too. I love shortwave radios, even though, and I have quite a collection of them. Plus, I have two communications receivers. And I have one on the table in front of me. I keep one on the table. And I go through the ham bands, 40 meter, 80 meter and stuff, and listen to them. But unfortunately, as the years gone by, the shortwave stations have all disappeared, went to the internet or whatever. It's kind of a bummer there, Roger.
Okay. I guess I wouldn't know, but it is pretty unfortunate. Yeah, my grandfather was a ham, and so that got me interested. And I just recently got my ham license and back in November. I got my GMRS back in September.
That's where I went off track a little bit. Yeah, back in the day, that's where I learned a lot about electronics, was listening to the hams. Back then, though, they were old-timers, and, you know, all they talked about was taking this transistor and putting these resistors to it and making this and making that. Don't find much of that on the ham bands anymore. Usually they're talking about their houses or something. It's still good to listen to, though. But that's what I meant to tell you. I learned a lot of, about electronics, about tubes and everything from listening to them hams there. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, they have a wealth of knowledge. I'm still learning, and I'm definitely just a beginner. It's very hard for me to comprehend a lot of the electronic stuff, so got a long ways to go. Luckily, my uncle is also a ham, but he was in Missouri, but he's very smart with this kind of thing.
Yeah, in the beginning, electronics, you know, yeah, like you said, it's hard to hear there. It's kind of hard to decide the thing. But if you're interested in electronics, and if you listen to what's being told to you, and then you think, sooner or later, you figure things out. You're like, oh, I get it now. You know, this transistor, this is the front end, this is the IF, or, you know, things like that. Because back then, hams, that's what all they talked about was building, you know, taking a handful of stuff and building things and everything like that, right?
Yeah, there was definitely science to it. I don't think it is as much anymore. I think it all depends on how deep you want to get into it.
Yeah, well, no offense against the newbie hams, but yeah, I'm talking about back then. Now most of these elders, you know, these elder hams, you know, they've done died off and everything. It's kind of almost like a new generation out there. You don't hear as much about electronics, you know, them talking about building this and doing that and everything there, Roger.
Very true. I on the ham repeaters, actually the one in Warren, I hear a lot of the guys talking about making DMR nodes and all that other stuff that I don't understand yet, which is cool. And I like listening to them just to get an idea of how things work.
Yeah, well, it's the same here, still, even, like, I like listening to them, and if they're talking about, you know, making this or doing that, I just like listening to them. Anyway, all that stuff, all the ham bands and the CB band and all that, that all falls into the shortwave band, shortwave spectrum. If you got a full coverage shortwave radio, you know, and if it has sideband, then you're able to do that, listen to that stuff. But back in like 99, 98, when I got my first real shortwave radio, I mean, there was broadcast-wise stations from all the countries and everything, you know, and Voice of America and all that other stuff, you know, it was good listening. Now you tune through these bands, and they're mostly almost all fed because all the broadcasters, international broadcasters, went over to internet there, Roger.
Yeah, I hear you. It is pretty interesting what you can do now with hooking up a radio to the internet. And, you know, I definitely didn't understand it, but, you know, like you were talking about back in the day, it was just like RF, and you could talk all over the world that way, and now you could do that with, you know, 2 meter and 70 centimeter by hooking it up to the internet or... Like, I got Yaesu radios, and if you got a fusion repeater, that's a way to do it, too, or, and other ways, like DMR, if you just need visual nodes or Echolink and whatnot. Again, I'm still learning and figuring it all out.
Yeah, it's the same here, No offense to GMRS or 2 meter, with the 2 meters or anything, but I'm old school, and I'll always HF, down in HF. I like from radio to radio through the air. I never was into the repeaters, you know, radios running through repeaters and everything. You know, like I said, I'm old school. I'm into transmitting from a radio to another radio. You know, and skip. You get skip, you know, you get skip rolling. In fact, on the CB band right now, the skip's rolling in hard because I was listening to them while I was noodling around on my guitar. But, yeah, you know, but like I said, no offense to the 2 meter or GMRS. I'm a newbie to GMRS, too. I'm only about a month and a half in, so I got a lot to learn still there, Roger.
Oh, yeah. Definitely understand. I whenever I get my general license, I'll jump on HF, and I'll be learning all that too. I do like the idea of radio to radio rather than, you know, hooking up to the internet and whatnot. However, I still do plan on learning, and I got the cords to hook up one of my Yaesu radios for Wires X, and just... not quite there yet to learn, but I am excited to jump on HF and just try and see how far I could reach simplex, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was talking about. I always been, you know, like CB and stuff, radio to radio, excuse me. Yeah, I'm familiar with Yaesu and ICOM and everything, too. I think some of the best. In fact, I have a Yaesu communications receiver here, FRG8800. I love Yaesu, and I love ICOM, too, there, Roger.
Yeah. My granddad had ICOMs and Kenwoods. And I wonder if he's rolling in his grave knowing that I'm using a Yaesu ham radio. But I'm enjoying it. And I think he'd just be happy that I'm finally into the hobby. Still trying to figure out which brand to go with whenever I get my HF transceiver. I hear good things with some of the Yaesus and some of the ICOMs, like the 7300. So, yeah, I'll figure that out once I pass the test. And once my wife will let me, you know, drop money on that.
Yeah, well, back in my CB days there, around 2000 or so, I was running a Yaesu FC-101 on the CB band. I don't care. I'll say it out here. And I also had a Kenwood TS-830 that I ran out there. The Kenwood, though, sideband only. The Kenwood didn't have AM. And I'd say the Yaesu was the better radio of the two. Like I said, ICOM and Kenwood and everything, in my opinion, this is my opinion, because I've ran them, and I think Yaesu probably is about the best for the buck out there. Yaesu gear is pretty reliable. ICOM's got a lot of nice, pretty stuff out there, too. What model ICOM do you have there? Go ahead.
Sorry for the misunderstanding, but I do not have an ICOM. I just have a couple of Yaesu VHF, UHF rigs.
Really, my apologies for the misunderstanding. Yeah, because after I asked you, before you answered, I thought to myself, wait a minute, he said he has Yaesu, not ICOM. I got rolling on about ICOM there. And like I said, in my opinion, Yaesu is good gear. I got this FRG8800 here, all original. It's an old receiver, never been recapped or anything, that works. It works flawlessly and never had a problem. Oh, I bought it used like 7 years ago, but never had a problem with it yet there. Go ahead.
That's awesome, especially after buying used. You know, sometimes you never know what you're getting until you use it, but still no issues? That's awesome.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, especially with that kind of gear, buying used. You know, you gotta, it's best to go to the person or whatever and see it run and go through all the functions and controls. Because you never know, the guy, you know, if you buy one, you buy it, you know, just pay for it, grab it, get it home, and if something ain't right with it, you know, then you got the guy saying, well, you know, it worked fine when it left here, there's no warranty. You know, you take your chances when you buy that stuff. The reason why I took a chance on this Yaesu was because I got it cheap, and figured, well, if there's anything wrong with it, I could probably repair it. But no, it, like the guy said, it worked. Even, when he brought it over, he even sat on the back porch and me, and I threw a wire on it and plugged it in and fired it up and ran through some frequencies and it worked, so I was pretty happy about that.
Yeah, no doubt. What radio are you running for GMRS?
I'm running a Baofeng UV5RM. With a Nagoya antenna. I just got the Nagoya antenna, I don't know, two weeks ago or something. The antennas that came with it, with this radio, worked, but everybody was saying, put a Nagoya on it, and you'd be amazed. And they were right. I bought a Nagoya, I don't know if it's a 177 or something. I popped it on here, and it made a world of difference there, Roger.
Wow, that's impressive. You're coming in real clean. I thought you were on a mobile or a base radio. I'm on a Ocean KG1000G Plus. It's a mobile. I'm using it as a base.
Yeah, Roger. I appreciate that. Good to know that it's coming in clean because, you know, back when they had the old antenna on it, say, like, while I'm talking to you now, I'm talking, but in my head, I'm thinking, is he hearing me? Am I breaking up? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You have an antenna on the roof then, Roger?
Actually, for this radio, I just have it on, I got a Midland antenna that I just put on a magnet mount on a cookie sheet next to the window. And then for my ham radio, I just have an antenna in my attic.
Yeah, Roger that. How many watts are you putting out there? Go ahead.
I have this set for 25 watts right now.
Yeah, well, it sounds really good. I mean, really clean and smooth. I think you're going through the Detroit repeater then, Roger.
Thanks for the feedback, and yes, the Detroit repeater. You're probably coming out of the other one, maybe?
Well, I'm over here in Warren, about 2 miles north of Detroit. I'm sure you're aware of that, but I'm saying I'm probably about 2, 3, 4 miles north. I can hit the Mount Clemens repeater and the Detroit repeater. I'm just sitting in a room on the handheld. But I figure Detroit's closer to me than Mount Clemens. I got no problem hitting the Mount Clemens repeater, but Detroit repeater, I can take my power down and still hit it there, Roger.
Yeah, that's excellent. Here, I'm going to try switching this to low power, which should be about 5 watts, and see how it goes. For identification purposes, this is WSEV387.
WSFZ-793 for moral purposes.
This is WSEV-387, and I got my radio at low power. How am I coming in?
Coming in great. Can't even tell. I can't tell the difference. Hey, while you're there, give me 1 second. Let me pop my power down to medium real quick. Alright, I got my power down to medium because my battery's already starting to deplete. WSFZ-793.
Yeah, you're coming in good. Maybe a little quieter and a little static, but it's barely any static. That's just nitpicking. So you're coming in pretty good.
Yeah, Roger. Thanks for that. Are you still on low power?
Yes, I am.
Wow. Out of reference. Well, reference not that far. I don't even know where the Detroit repeater is located. I heard it's on top of the Renton, but that's a 2-meter repeater up there. So I really don't know where it's located. But yeah, for 5 watts coming out of Rutherford hitting the repeater, I mean, you're clean. I actually couldn't really tell that you might have quieted it down just like a nano piece, but nothing that you can nitpick at there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you're right on the location of the Detroit repeater. I think it is there on the Renton building. I think they got a few different things going on there, actually. I'm going to actually switch to my Baofeng. It's a GM21. I got one of those tactical foldables It's $10. I'm gonna give that a shot real quick, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead. I got no problem.
WFTD 387, radio check.
Coming in good, kind of low. You're lower than you were on the other radio, but you're very readable there, Roger.
Well, I just know that it works for the most part. I mean, I am indoors, and I'm just kind of, you know. But I'll push back over to my base.
Yeah, Roger. You come in. You sounded good, though. I mean, like I said, lower, but you still could have a conversation. So, all right, go ahead.
I might end up playing a little bit with the mic gain and see if that helps at all later at some other time when stuff switching between radios. But thank you for killing my curiosity.
No problem. Glad to help, man. I always like to help people out when I can. What's the model number of that dial thing?
I believe it's the GM21.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, because I ordered a pair of higher capacity batteries from Amazon. For this thing, when they came, they're not the right battery for this. It wasn't Amazon's fault. I didn't pay attention to what I was doing. Amazon sent me the right battery, but they don't fit this radio. I'm kind of curious to see if they fit the GM21. I'm gonna look them up and see. Just for the heck of it, there. Go ahead.
Oh man, that's frustrating. When I was putting my ham radio in my car, I thought I ordered everything I needed, and next thing you knew, the antenna that I ordered did not go with the mount that I bought for it. So still held on to that, and then I ordered the correct antenna for the mount.
Yeah, that can be frustrating, things like that. But I just kind of, I got to look at it and just say, oh, well, you know, I could send them batteries back, but I don't feel like going through all the stuff. So I kept them, I got them here still in the boxes, and I figure if anything, maybe I can find some useful and rig them up to something. Or But, yeah, it said in the ad for the RMs, you know, but I didn't know that, UV5. This is a UV5RM. But I didn't know that, I guess the UVs, there's different UV5 batteries, UV5 radios. I know there's other UV5 radios, but I was thinking all the batteries were the same. I went back to the ad and I looked and I realized where I made my mistake there, Roger.
Yeah, the Baofengs have many different types of models, and it's kind of hard to keep track of them all, because there's like the 5 series of the, I can't remember the exact model you said, but there's like 5RF, 5VR, or whatever, so I'm sure it is pretty difficult to make sure which accessory you're buying is the appropriate one to the model that you have.
Yeah, Roger. Before I got into GMRS, you know, I got friends who are on 2-meter and everything, and I'm familiar with the Baofeng radios. Well, I wanted for him to come over the other day, and he showed me his radio, and it was totally different from mine, but it's about things, but it's not a UV or something, it's some other numbers. And then I looked them up on the computer, and man, you're right, there's a lot of different model ball things out there. Go ahead.
Yeah, my first ham handheld I bought was a kid radio, just because I could upload repeaters with my phone wirelessly. It's pretty simple. And it's also like a less expensive radio. It might be a couple dollars more than a Baofeng. I can't remember for sure, but they're pretty decent too.
Yeah, when I got this radio, yeah, I don't know how to program nothing. I'm not familiar with, I try to tell people, I'm not familiar with the bands up here. I'm HF. I'm all familiar with HF, you know, because I used to be in the CV and shortwave and all the other stuff. HF, I know everything about. And everybody says, Chirp, you got to get Chirp. Well, I downloaded Chirp, and I plugged this thing in. It took me a while to figure Chirp out. It got a little frustrating, but once I figured Chirp out, Chirp's a beautiful thing, let me tell you. Anyway, you getting your GMRS license, I bet you went through hell trying to get that, didn't you?
Yeah, the FCC website's not very user-friendly. Luckily, my dad just got his probably a week or two prior to when I got it, so I kind of like piggybacked off of his instructions. Yeah, so I also used Chirp, and it worked for like the first few times that I've used it, and then the last couple times I tried using it, it just would not work, and I'm not the greatest tech guy, so I just kind of stopped, and I learned how to punch everything in manually, so I just pretty much do that now.
Yeah, Roger. Well, my friend who was getting into this GM, I bought a pair of Baofengs things, and I owed him, so I, you know, he got it off me. And we both, he tried, and he got all fussed. I mean, he just got it on, and then I told him, I said, call them up. Tell them you're about ready to commit suicide. And he said the funny thing is at the bottom of the page there's a suicide hotline on the FCC page at the bottom.
No way. Wow, that's, they already knew how difficult their website is. They had to have a number ready for anyone.
Yeah, well, he called them, and by that time, he got it all together, and then he came here, so it wasn't as hard for me, technically, because he knew how to go through the steps, and I had to call. They were very nice people, too, very nice people there, but man, I tell you. Anyway, excuse me, I gotta jump off, my battery's gonna die, I gotta throw it on the charger. So you take care. Have a good day, and good talking to you, my friend, and we'll talk very soon there. WSSD 793, bag out.
Yeah, it was great talking with you, Dave. I hope you have a good day and that your battery charge is good. You can show me clear as well, WSSD 387.
WSCI 847. WIUG 48, copy.
WIAG, but it ain't clear. Station 218, WIUG, 48, copy. 218, what's going on? Oh, nothing much, how about you? I don't know, you faded out a little bit. What are you on, Yagi?
Roger that. A little better now, over.
It's a lot, 100% a lot better. Sounds like you're sitting by me here, Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, just kind of been sitting around here, putting another log in the stove and waiting for that cold wind, over.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's what you gotta do, put some logs that get warm. Tomorrow, I heard they're gonna be a big freezing tomorrow. And they say no school either tomorrow. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it's the wind chill. It's the wind chill they're all wigging out about, I guess. But, after Wednesday, it'll go back and be back in the 30s, I think. So 2 or 3 days is all we got to deal with it, over.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. Well, make sure you got enough gas in that car that way to start. And you got enough logs there, too. Roger?
Copy that. Yeah, we stacked up on some wood. We're good to go. And batteries should be good. I got plenty of gas. The battery's 3 years old, so it'll get tested. We'll see.
Yeah. You know what? I still don't see that 675 repeater is on either. It still is down. I guess the guys, they cannot go out there right away.
Yeah, roger that. Well, it comes and goes. Sometimes it's okay. I mean, when 311 was talking to you last night, he was coming in real good, and then you had to go to 625 to get clear, because it was messing with you. That was weird. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know how, but that's what it is. Yeah, I haven't heard anything out of Bob down there, so I don't know anything about it. He have not texted me or nothing.
It's working out there, but it's just offline MIA. It ain't hooked into these, I guess. But, I don't know. Oh no, well, time will tell on that one too, I suppose, over.
Yeah, I guess so. That's what happens when you get cold weather. Can't do too much outside.
Roger that. Yeah, these blue jays, they're eating all this seed up. I can't keep up with them, over.
The birds come in and eat that blue jays? You got a blue jays there? Isn't it too cold for them?
No way. They birds are out here all winter. Them little tiny yellow ones are still around. I'm feeding them, Thistle. I got mourning doves, blue jays, and then your garden variety of cardinals, all them, a couple of woodpeckers. They all hang out, over.
Oh, I didn't know that they hang out by you. That'd be nice anyhow to see them at this time of year. I haven't seen any not even it flying by.
The feeder's out. They will come. Guaranteed. Might take a minute to recognize them, but they will come and clean them out.
You're right about that. You paid out again. I don't know. Are you on the harvest?
Yeah, I was. Back on the Yagi now. So we'll keep it. I'm on medium power too, so ain't nothing really different.
Keep it that way. It's sounding good. That's for sure. Well, I gotta go get something to eat. You know, I was outside for a little bit in the garage and warm up the garage a little bit and do a few things there. But now I've got hungry, so I came inside to see how you're doing. And that's about it. I'm gonna be inside anyhow. Gotta cook something to eat that way I can eat. Take care and you have a good day. We'll talk later anyhow. WIUG 88.
Alrighty there, Jack. We sure will. We'll talk at you later. WRZX 218. We're going to be standing by and listening.
WITG 959 monitor.
WSUI 842 monitor. How you doing?
I will not see that there for you. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I'm out trying to find a couple of things for myself right now. And the weather outside is just freezing cold.
Yeah, these next couple of days coming up here, I wouldn't advise anybody if they have to be out there. Just stay the bus at home. Pull up with a heating blanket or something. It's gonna get frigid.
Hi, here you bought my diesel fuel treatment. Got some other odds and ends. But the world comes to a stop without coffee filters.
Oh yeah, especially my house. And I think everybody's house coming to a stop there, coffee filters. So it just makes for a whole bad day if you don't have any coffee to wake up to.
shortage of a few things up here in plant. I went to a couple of different Aldis. They don't have coffee filters. They have coffee. And they don't have a certain kind of milk that my mother likes. And just a bunch of other stuff I like to get, they don't have. Time it out here at Gordon's Food Service. See if I can come up with something there. Well, have a good game. I'll check you out later on. This is WSTY 842 in the Flint. And here's Travis. Take care.
All right, Travis, have safe travels out there, and just get home and get warm as soon as possible. If you like to 959, my name is Rick. I'm back. Monitor.
Station 922. Station out there, 922. WIUG 38, copy.
Yow. Yow.
WRTX 930.
WRUG 488, copy. WRUG 488, clear. WRUG 488, WRTX 930.
Well, good evening, 930. How you doing today? Was it cold out there?
Yeah, it's getting cold. I'm sure this is cold by you.
Yeah, it's cold here. I went outside for a little bit and came inside.
Well, did you say you had a hand test tomorrow? Is that what I heard yesterday?
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. But that cold weather, it started at 6 in the evening. And it's about 45 minutes from here.
Going through. So you'll be fine.
If you say so, why not? Yeah, it'll be fine. So what else happening?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just cut some wood here for next year and get some stuff saved, but yeah, I got a little cold. It was not so bad earlier today, or yeah, later in the day, I was like, I'm starting to get cold. It was getting cold. That's pretty rare for me. It's like, I'm starting to get a little cold. I went inside, and I'm like, oh, well, I see why. It's 5 degrees now.
That wasn't too bad at all. Because the sun was out and all that, which is good, you know. Keep some sun out there, it'll be a little bit warm. Sun shoots that hot air, that's what it does. And that's what happened. Roger?
Yeah, it's a process. It's a process I have here, that's for sure. What have you been up to today, Jack? Anything exciting?
Oh, nothing. I was going to go over to the family's house and I said, no, it's not worth it. Let me stay home and study. And I was studying half the day. I was studying, like you said. Roger?
Yeah, take some practice tests. Practice, practice, practice. Yeah, that's all it takes, really. It's just the same. Those groups of questions are the same. Five questions is asked three or four different ways. That's all you get. If you understand the base premise, you'll get it. But just take the practice test and you'll get it too. It's okay.
I see what you're saying. Hey, so the Lions lost yesterday, huh? That is bad. That's sad.
Wait, what was that? Repeat that last statement? I was literally out cutting wood all day, so you just said something. I'm not quite sure what I heard.
I said the Lion lost yesterday, and that is sad.
line's lost. They're out. They're out from the playoff. Yeah, that's what they said this morning, about 6:30 in the morning.
Sure. What I thought they weren't playing this week. I thought they were playing. I'm not a big sports fan, but you know, kind of like the Lions, I kind of half follow them. But I thought the playoffs. Yeah, I thought they had a bye in the first round, and they were going to play the second round. And so they lost. They lost their first game in the playoffs. They're out. Oh man, that's horrible.
Yeah, it is. They lost 14 points. They lost, so they're out from the playoff.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm not really a super sports fan, but I've always had a spot. And I hope they admit. They lost the first playoff game. That they had, no, they got a bye in their first round, is what I heard. So they played a second round today, and they lost, or yesterday, or whatever. Well, it shouldn't be yesterday. Yesterday was Saturday. Football games are Sunday, right? I guess they play them all days now.
They lost. They're not in the game no more. Well, next year they will come back anyhow, which is good. You know, I said they'll come back and go to the Super Bowl. I think next year, because look, they've been playing good. About almost 16 games. They didn't lose none of them, which is good.
Yeah, that's too bad. I'd love to hear. I kind of wasn't paying attention to the playoffs. I was just kind of waiting for them to show up in the Super Bowl, because that's what everybody was saying.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? So now you're going to feed that stove for the launch today? Oh, you already done that.
Oh, many times today, many times. And probably another, at least once more before I go to bed. But yeah, the stove doesn't keep up when it gets this cold. The furnace has to come on and, I'll put the furnace on to below 10 degrees, and it doesn't keep up. So I got to put the furnace on to help supplement. But it is what it is. It still saves a lot of propane gas.
Yeah, that's for sure. A lot of propane, you're right about that. So now you got to turn it on tonight or tomorrow morning for tomorrow and day after. Roger?
Yeah, I actually turn it on every day when I go to bed. And I set it to 56, just like, you never know, you know, because it would still have, yeah, it's fine if you go every 4, 5, 6 hours, but when you go 8 hours and you go to bed at night, yeah, it's going to lose the battle. So I always have the furnace on at night. And it also helps balance the house out in the morning. It just comes on in the morning for half hour or so. Rebalances the whole house, the basement. The basement never gets any heat with the wood stove running, so I always like that, but yeah, it's gonna run. It's gonna run a little bit more. We're still only gonna keep up with minus 10. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's not a hope. What's going to happen tomorrow, minus 10, I hope not, you know, not day after, but they said till Thursday you'll be okay. They go up to around 30 degree weather.
Oh, really? I hadn't looked that far out. It's supposed to be 30 degrees by Thursday or so. So we're only talking a couple of days of cold temperatures.
It's going to be until Wednesday night. Thursday will be about 30 degree weather. And the weekend will be around 32, 35. That's how much it's going to be. And it's not going to change. I mean, you know what? Even the kids don't have no school tomorrow or day after.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I don't know. Not sure what to say about that. It's fine. It'll be fine. We'll keep warm here.
Yeah, really, me too. So you got the cigar on today or no?
I was out cutting wood earlier and I had a cigar, but yeah, no, not right now. No. Nope.
This time is now. After work.
Oh, I gotta go in and, yeah, the wife doesn't like it so much, so I gotta keep it outside.
That's why, yeah, the best thing to do is cut more wood and smoke a cigar. So it goes out, and that's it. Roger?
Yep, that's right. And this is WRGX-920 for ID.
Yeah, I guess so. I think that's a better ID anyhow. And this is WIUG-48 anyhow. So... you gotta go in now?
Well, I was just cleaning my saw here and contemplating what I'm gonna do for tomorrow. But yeah, I'll be going in here in a little bit.
So now you're in the like. Well, I know it's not inside the house, but like in the shed or something like that? Or you got a sunroom or something like that?
Well, let's just say I'm in my radio shack. How about that?
Yeah, I see. Well, that's good anyhow. You're a radio. It's warm anyhow, so. Warm and comfortable. Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, I don't know. You can go if you want. We'll talk again tomorrow if you like. Roger?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm gonna head in here, get here. So, yeah, good talking with you, as always. Enjoy the rest of your evening there, and I'll be clear on your final WRGX-920.
Yeah, I can't. I know you're tired from the cutting wood and all that. You know what I mean? So, you take care, and good talking to you, by the way. We'll talk again tomorrow. WIUG.8. WRTX 930. WIUG.8. You still there, Kent?
Yeah, I'm still here. What's going on?
I'm wondering if you can hear the Hazel Park round table, and they have a net. It's on now till about 9:30, 10 o'clock. I don't know if we can get it or not by you. Roger?
Well, what frequency are they on? What service are they at? Because they're not on this one, that's for sure.
They're on the ham. The frequency 146.640 with a PL 102. Roger.
That one's a little too far from me.
20.
I don't know, man. You're right, probably. But you know what? I don't know how they get calls from Australia. They get calls from all over the country every Sunday night.
Oh, I have the WHMN joint FBSF one. Lapeer, Lansing, Guilford, the middle of some, you know. But is this one you're talking about? No, I don't hear it.
It's probably too far from you to hear that. But that's how they come, a guy from Australia, and he was just talking to them right now. He said it's 80 degrees there.
Well, you know, 80 degrees. What do you do with that? It's much better when it's 20 or 10 or minus 5. I'll take that over 80 any day.
Hey, yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, at least, you know, you keep going all day outside if it's 80 degrees, Roger.
Why can't you do anything when it's 80 degrees outside? If you're outside and you're working, it's miserable when it's 80 degrees. So, I don't know who likes 80 degrees. It doesn't compute to me. How much take 60, 50, 40, you know, those are great temperatures. 80 is just absolute misery to me. Trying to do anything outside. It's even more misery.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah. No, you're right. 80 is too hot. You can't be, you know, on the 80. You have to have a hat, and you got to move around quickly before you sweat. And it's not enjoyable on the 80-degree weather. Really, it's not. You know, I mean, I don't mind 70, 60, 55, it's okay. Roger?
Yeah, that's kind of my point. Like, if it's, I'm always doing stuff, working on stuff, working outside. And like, if it's 80, it's miserable. If it's 60, it's
matter. If it's 50, that's great. 50 is about perfect for working people. I don't understand these people who say, oh, I love 80 degrees, 70 degrees. Well, like, yeah, obviously you don't work, because if you work, then you wouldn't like that.
Well, see, that's, you're right, they don't work. They're under the air all day. That's for sure.
Well, I used to do asbestos removal when I was younger, and yeah, that was even more miserable, because that was, most of those jobs are in the summer when it was 70 degrees. Yeah, there is. You get up to build the enclosure, and it got even more hot. Yeah, it was brutal. Your dehydration was a problem.
Yeah, you're right. But when I was young, I was doing, you know, shingles. All, you know, at the old days, there was Farmer Jack. I don't know if you know that or not. We were doing all the shingles for about five of them. And it's so hot there. I mean, you don't need no t-shirt. That's for sure.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, no, I am well aware of Farmer Jack's. My mom used to work there, and also my parents met there. My mom and my dad worked there. And that's where they met, at a Farmer Jack's in East Detroit.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of them around. And then somebody bought them. One house bought all of them. All these Farmer Jacks. You know, I don't know the name of it. Sometimes it gets on my mind the name of it, sometimes not. And that's he bought about 15 of them, he bought. And I believe Kroger bought the rest of them.
Yeah, that's my recollection, is that Kroger bought out Farmer Jack.
Yeah. And, was that 79, we bought AMP. That AMP was stripped out. I had to work all 8 days a week instead of 7 days a week. Work, get it all done, and open it up. And really, we did good business out there. We did, a year, we did about $1.25 million.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, no, Farmer Jack bought out A&P a long, long time ago. My dad used to work for A&P. That's where he started. And then Farmer Jack bought him out, and that's where he met my mom. And then, yeah. And I came along, apparently.
Yeah, but now it's no more Farmer Jack. I heard Radio Shack is coming back. Is that right?
I don't think I've heard that one. I have to look it up.
What else I heard? There's one in Grand Rapids. That's what they say. I don't know how true that is. But they know, those guys, they were doing good. Don't know what happened.
Well, it's Radio Shack. They were a brick and mortar store, so they went to the wayside and everything became online, and maybe they're kind of reinventing themselves in some manner. Who knows? I don't know. I've heard they were coming back.
Yeah, I don't know, but because really around here, you don't find nobody like like a Radio Shack. You know, there's one store in the east side, and it doesn't sell that much stuff, like, you know, coax cables and connectors and all that. That's all we had, one store.
Yeah, well, because 99% of those people buy their stuff online, so the companies like Radio Shack selling them, yeah, how are you going to compete with that?
Yeah, you're right, you can't compete with that. I tell you one thing, I bought my LMR from that LMR, they had LMR on sale, 240. Yeah, LMR, that coax cable. I bought it from them, and it's worth, and I'm on it right now, on that 240 LMR.
Yeah, I bought my LMR 400 from buy2wayradios.com. It was a good deal, but yeah, I bought it online, not from Radio Shack, so.
I see what you're saying. Well, okay, good talking to you again. We'll talk again tomorrow. WIAG 488.
All right, Jack, yeah. Good chatting as always. WRJ 930.
What's your damn Foxtrot 902, Mr. Dave, Mr. Dave, Mr. Dave, are you out there? What's your damn Foxtrot 902, Mr. Dave, Mr. Dave, Mr. Dave, you out there? No copy on Dave the Dude. What's your damn Foxtrot 902?
WXBY 676 Monson Channel. Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot Zulu 793. Where all my friends at? WSEV 387 and WSSE 780.
WSEF 550, monitoring from Millington.
WSSZ 793, monitoring.